Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. We are back, having survived the hurricane and other things, and this is going to be an interesting show. I think it's going to be very fun. I am joined by Quinn and Arfi on Team Talk.
Hi there.
Greetings.
Hello. Yes,
and
I'm here.
I have just today acquired... Oops, I'm turning the wrong slider down. There we go. The Wii U. So...
The way you say acquired makes me wonder if it fell off the back of a truck.
No. Me and one of my friends, we waited at the Toys R Us from like 5 a.m. till they opened.
And, oh, nice.
Because neither of us was able to get a pre-order, so... yeah. So here is the real trick. Let me turn... to the other screen here, and let's...
The messengers are available. No phones tonight, but the messengers are here.
All right. Let's turn this on and see what happens. So, I have the Wii U remote, or gamepad, and... the Wii should be wired in here. Now, I think what I gotta do is go into the setup here because I'm not seeing anything on the screen. But that's probably because it was set to the component video plugs for my big TV downstairs because it doesn't have HDMI.
Oh, old TV.
Well, it does 1080i. But, so let's see.
So oh, yeah, I've got one of those, too. But it's because it was 19 inches that the TV doesn't have HDMI.
Yeah. Alright, applying resolution settings. So this is the cool thing, though. It's like, using the remote, then I got, you know, it's like you can see everything on the controller.
Oh,
so
nice.
Even if the TV doesn't work, it doesn't matter. You can still... All right, now
wow.
I think we have... You're still, like, clipping all over the place, dude. I don't know. It's
just turn down the mech input, not the Team Talk. Or the... There's one input that's a bit too high.
Yeah. TV audio out type. There we go.
That's nice. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
There we go. How's that?
That's good.
Fiddling with input settings will do that to you.
Yeah.
Yes, it would, sir.
Okay. Alright. Now, let me just try. Do you hear that music?
Yes.
Alright.
Quite nicely.
Alright, so now I'm going to fade back in the volume control on the remote control, or the controller. So you hear that?
It'd be kind of hard to contrast it and tell what it was, I think.
Yeah, but you hear the, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Watch, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, there's different mixes of the same soundtrack in, like, everything. From the TV and to the controllers. It's so cool.
I swear, Andrew, you're going to cause my financial ruination because now I'm going to have to get one of these to be equal.
Dude, it's, you know, well, it's pretty cool so far. But of course, so was the original Wii, and I haven't turned that on till like today to transfer all my data off it into the Wii U, and that was like 2 years. So we'll see how long it stays really cool. But so far, it's a lot of fun. So
Maz just wrote in and said, "I'm going to a Chinese diner for a wedding today. Should I eat the jellyfish?"
Let's see, what should I do? If I make a new character, then if I go into Nintendo Land, we'll get to hear all the stuff all over again from the funny robot. So, let's try that.
If only we had video of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, TV are in.
Yeah. Register on me for this user. It's thinking. The other cool thing you can do with it is that you can control your TV and your TV box.
But only if those devices support that kind of control, unfortunately.
In an infrared?
Oh, is it actually a harness? Yeah.
Okay. No, it's a part of the controller.
Oh, I see. So they've done this very clever thing. Oh, they have it being a learning remote.
Yes.
Or something of that effect. Wow, very cool.
It works pretty well. Let's see. All right, create, receive from... No. Choose a me from... There are no me's in Me Maker. Okay. Thought I would be able to get my other ones. Alright, well, let's just do from scratch. Who cares? Alright, I'll make a random new character. Good enough. Alright, next. Nickname. Sharing. Wait, what? Your user, me, must have sharing enabled. Oh. Is that? Right! Okay, yeah, I don't need to do this. I remember now. Back. Am I sure I want to exit?
Yep.
Okay. Here is hoping that I'm going to have to put my mic a little further away than normal. That way I have some room to move the controller around. Okay. Wii U menu. Let's start Nintendo Land. Try all the different things I can do single player. Picking my regular person, Nintendo Land. Loading screen. Oh. There's my problem. That'll fix things. Now it'll sound much better. Oh yeah, I gotta place this thing on the level surface so that it calibrates.
Oh my.
There we go. So. Alright, so now... So I'm wandering around the, That's interesting. Well, I guess we will hear some I was just thinking of something. Well, maybe it's for another day. I was thinking if I went in and set the input of the audio from the controller to be inverted, that way when it's playing the same things, well, then it would just cancel out. Like, I don't... Or... I don't know. Because, I mean, you hear some aliasing that's just, I guess, not going to be a way around it. It's not that bad, though. So, let's see. Yeah. So, we got Mario Chase. Okay, that has to be, two players minimum. Let's see, what's this? Oh, here's a one-player-only game.
I know I got smacked down the last time I read a headline from Twitter on the show, but I figured it was poignant. Game Informer has just posted that apparently it costs 50 cents to register a minor on the Wii U.
That's interesting. Let's see. Throwing Star Showdown. Let's try this.
Oh, there you go.
Amused.
Incredibly so. That sounded very Mega Man-ish for a second there, didn't it?
Alright, let's try the Throwing Star Challenge. How to play.
Know your enemy, know yourself, and you shall not fear 100 ninjas. It is time for us to begin today's Throwing Star training.
Hold the gamepad as shown. Seriously? I really don't want to. It's kind of hard to hold this way. I guess I'll have to hold it this way. Okay. This is tough because of the wire I have plugged in the audio jack. Let's
try. Don't point the red arrow on the gamepad toward the curtain.
Oh my goodness.
As a warm-up, let's use the taiko drum as our target.
Okie dokie. Oh, I see.
The taiko.
I have a feeling that I am failing. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but apparently a lot. Ah, I see. Okay, well, I'm an idiot.
Done.
Ah, now it has a cursor on the screen, so I can see where I was aiming.
The quicker the sliding motion, the more forceful the throw. Throw every star like it is your last. Your friends may not give you a second chance. If you run out of throwing stars in the middle of a heated battle, or if the red reticle position seems off, hold the gamepad upright. Understood? Just tilt the gamepad upright to refill your throwing stars. Hey, let me go. Release me at once.
Oh no.
Please.
Apparently I didn't save our robot friend. He's been kidnapped.
J1232 wrote and said, "Lol, throw every star like it's your last."
Yeah. Scene one. Die! Okay, so there's people popping up. It's kind of like Wild Gunman or something, where it's like enemies pop up on the screen and you gotta shoot them. I'm just like throwing as many stars as possible. There we go. Oh, do I have an... I don't know if I have a limited amount of stars or not. I do not! Die! Bamboo shall not protect you! Whoa, the whole, like, room just changed. So the guy's all over the place. Purple people, they take two hits, I think. die! Takedown rate, 94.6%. Ninjas defeated, 35. Combo, 3 times 10. Hooray. Oh, I wasn't supposed to, Oh, no, okay, ninjas spared, 2. I guess that was bad. Okay, what's up? Scene 2, here we go. Tried to throw stuff at me. Ah, I got hit. Ah, they got bombs now.
Ah.
I'm trying to hit the bombs as they throw them at me. Oof, that was close. Oh, what's this guy? He's got a sword. Oh! Ah, I'm getting hit. Oh, you have fallen.
Oh.
Oh my.
My goodness. Let's say it's got like a rank of scores here. Do I get any coins for this? 5 coins, alright. Use the coins to get prizes to like get more things in like the plaza area of the game. Alright, let's try another game. Luigi's Ghost Mansion. Oh, requires more than one person. Damn it. Captain Falcon's Twister Race. One player. Let's try it.
Oh, I have sneeze sounding over you.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew is viewing the tutorial. Hold the gamepad as shown. Face the TV and touch OK. Hold the gamepad as shown.
You need to look at the gamepad as you steer.
Oh my god.
This makes it easier to control and also see what's ahead of you. Be able to get the best results viewing the gamepad. The only time you need to look at the TV is when you enter a tunnel.
So I'm just turning the controller.
Oh boy.
Turn the gamepad to steer. Hold on. It's not, it needs to be recalibrated. There we go.
Your machine.
Ah! Okay, I'm driving. Why would I ever want to do that? So So basically, look at the TV, it says now. Okay. Oh, an accelerator thing. Look at the gamepad. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay, then.
Here we go.
Okay. Bad thing. Ah! Oh, I hit the wall. Ah! Oh my god, it's got a picture of me on the screen from the camera. That is terrifying.
Oh, oh dear.
It's like rotating me. Oh no, I hit my thingamajig.
Come on, Andrew, this isn't Destruction Derby.
Ah!
Heckle him with random comments like, "Learn how to drive!"
Yeah. Ah, what were those things? Uh-oh, what is this? A jump! The gamepad. Okay. Face the TV and touch OK. Okay. Speed up. Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, what are these? Oh, now there's people on the track. Bumper. Take that. Yeah. Ah. Oh, a star. For the win! Too bad it doesn't have star music. Take that! What does that mean? Ah! No! Ah! Oh, a star and I missed it!
Maz says this sounds like a Mario-ized version of Wipeout XL.
Well, it's like F-Zero, that's...
Yeah.
Tunnel ahead. Game over. Aww. I guess I didn't make it. Let's try another game. I got a bronze trophy.
Cool.
And a stamp.
Whoop-de-doo.
And a bunch of coins that time. That's good. Let's see. What game shall we try now? Okay. What else? What's this? Animal Crossing Wheat Sweet Day. Eat and run. Oh, it's multiplayer. Balloon Trip Breeze, float with the wind. Balloon Fight, yes!
Oh, funny.
is going to be
complete with the original music. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Use the stylus.
What? Okay.
Use the stylus?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a Phantom drum kit. Cool.
Yeah, it's Nintendo. They love their Roland sounds.
They do. They always have.
To make a breeze blow, slide the stylus or your finger on the touch screen. The wind will propel you in the direction that you slide. First, just try to get a feel for flying.
Okay, I'm flying.
It makes no difference where on the screen you slide.
Whee!
So don't worry about looking at the gamepad. Now then, keep your eyes on the TV and focus on collecting all the balloons.
Balloons!
Nice life. Here's another technique to try out. You can tap on the touchscreen to create a small shockwave. These tiny shockwaves can destroy objects that stand in your way. Try tapping on blocks to destroy them with a shockwave.
I will be right back because I've just done something stupid that requires a restart.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm doing well. These balloons don't stand a chance. Ah, there's a guy! Die! Come back here. Ah! It's the sound from original balloon fight when you kill the guy. Oh, there's a bubble. 5 points for the bubble. Whoa, I almost hit a spike. Ah, this is getting dangerous. If the balloons are changing color, I guess it means they're worth more points. I got like a package. Whoa! It makes me heavier, that's for sure. Ah! There's the fish!
Uh-oh, tick, tick, tick.
Wow, fireworks. Slide to make a breeze. Okay. Nighttime. Hit a spike. I lost the balloon. I'm flying on one. Oh no! The fish got me. Everything's got electrified.
Oh no!
Whoa! Oh, I got a clock. Stop time. Ah! Hooray!
Here we go.
Welcome back.
Not good.
that. Unfair. Oh, I got killed by an electrified thing.
Oh, man.
Ah, it's more. Wow, look at all these bubbles. Each of the bubbles are worth 5 points each. Hooray! Bonus. Perfect bonus. 50 points. Oops. Day 2, afternoon. Ah, take that. Holy hell, there's like just so many obstacles I'm trying to avoid right now. I can't even describe. It's just like a it's like a freaking grid of things I don't want to touch.
Moving maze, huh?
Yeah. This package again. Oh, never mind. I lost it. Oh my god. The wind is like going berserk. Oh my god, it's blowing me all over the place. I'm gonna die. Holy crap! I have like no control. Ah! It's blowing me from one side of the screen to the other. I go this way. Oh no! I got hit. I lost the balloon. Oh no. I'm dead. Game over. I got the bronze trophy. And a stamp. Almost fish food. Showing me some pictures of my adventure. Cool, now I have 41 coins. Let's see if I can get some prizes. So what do you think so far?
It's fun. I'm enjoying it.
So this is like a mini game where I gotta drop the coins into like this falling puzzle. So like they fall and they hit things and they bounce off, but like there's certain areas I need the thing to fall in to get the See, like I got it there, it went into one. Ugh, that one on the right is like impossible. Jeez. Ugh! Oh, there's one more I need in this. Come on. Oh, damn it. All right. Here we go. Ugh. This is ridiculous. This one just doesn't work. How about that? No! How about that? Aha! That got you. Clear. So I got one prize. Now I got 29 coins left to try and get more prizes. Coins to go. run. Oh, no. Oh, one to go. Here we go. I got 13 coins. Oh, that bounced the wrong way. So did that. Damn it. Yes. 9 coins. Oh, no. That didn't work out, did it? Oh, damn that one. Oh. Yes. 2 coins left. I'll just save them. So now there's 4 prizes should shoot out that I gotta go get. Let's see. Where are they?
That music reminds me of Donkey Kong.
What the hell is that?
Spiral Timber.
Spiral Timber. Alright, I got like a tree. A decorative tree. Let's see. Okay, I got more music for the jukebox. More Metroid music, sweet. I don't remember this from Metroid. Ha! I got King Beeb and a skull. Where's the jukebox? Let's try a different thing. Zelda music. Yeah.
These are pretty nice arrangements here of the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda Battle Quest, Archery and Swordplay.
Oh boy.
Alright. Quest. Let's see.
Shamar says, yay for Zelda!
Yes, so I guess we'll play as the archer because that uses the Wii U gamepad. Okay. Look at the gamepad screen. Press ZL and ZR.
In this attraction, you will move forward automatically. You must battle hordes of monsters to survive. Take on the role of the legendary hero, Ling. Your goal is to defeat the boss waiting for you at the end of the quest.
Okay.
And most importantly, find the Triforce, the ultimate symbol of courage. If you get hit, you will lose a heart. If you lose all your hearts, you fail the quest and your game is over. Now, set out on your quest and bring peace to the land of Hyrule.
Alright. Here we go. Alright, so I aim with this. Start. Okay. take that. Die. Well, these guys got whooped. Okay. Oh, a door is opening.
Oh.
Whoa, these guys are getting gotten clobbered. Get off me.
Ow.
Oh, that was a long shot. I just bullseyed somebody. Take that, whatever you are. Oops, I ran out of ammo for a minute. Damn, there was like an extra thing for me to hit, but I missed it. Like I was some kind of flying enemy. Uh-oh. Really?
Meow.
Die. Oh, take that. Ha! You got the Triforce. Hooray.
Excellent.
Simar says they need Mario Paint with the controller. That would be cool.
I know, right?
Oh, yes.
Remember to take a break from time to time. Press the plus sign during play to pause the game.
Oh, wonderful. So it costs you just like the Xbox does when you have the Kinect controller enabled.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's try another game. Got here. Yoshi's Fruit Cart. Okay.
Yoshi!
Yoshi!
Draw a line from the start to the goal. Okay. Thank you.
You have to draw a safe path for Yoshi card to follow. First, compare what you see on the TV and on the gamepad. Can you see the fruit on the TV? Your objective is to gobble up all that fruit on the way to the goal.
I see.
But
so,
there's a twist. You have to plan the route on the gamepad.
So there's objects on the TV screen that you don't see on the gamepad, so you have to like draw your path. Let's try that. Okay. Oh, I missed by like a hair.
The door only opens if you collect all the fruit.
Yikes. Okay.
Yay, the Yoshi sound.
Yeah.
Perfect. You made it to the goal. Now let's get started.
Okay.
Yoshi.
Okay. Let's try that. Hooray. Oh, I'm starting from the other side. That's a dirty trick.
Hey now.
Hooray!
Present with the red ribbon is just a little something from me.
Aha!
Don't worry, the gate will still open even if you don't pick up the gift.
Okay. Let's try that. Oh! I missed.
The door only opens if you collect all the fruit.
Yes, we've established that.
I just saw a tweet that says it's interesting that the voice on Nintendo Land is the voice of Samantha, the synth voice.
Oh.
What?
You know, Samantha, you know, the synth voice?
Of course I know the voice, because, well, I use VoiceOver on my Apple TV.
Oh, yeah, well, there is that.
And
but,
I'm
yeah,
a Mac user, and I have multiple iOS devices.
Let's see, Pikmin, Tame the Wilderness.
Yeah, that voice we've been hearing is the voice of Samantha, just processed quite a bit. Funny.
Whoa, really?
Let's play as Captain Olimar.
I would not have even called that. In fact, what I was going to say about that voice is that somebody should tell Nintendo that some of us who are hard of hearing would have a hard time hearing that.
Play the role of brave Captain Olimar. Because you're playing alone, I will provide a me to aid you. Give a warm welcome to your support me. The support me will move automatically and help you.
That's a totally new kind of freaky now that we know what that voice is.
That's funny.
Place the gamepad on a flat surface, like this. Don't forget your stylus. Use the left stick to move.
Okay.
If you are left-handed, you can move with the right stick instead.
I like the music in this game.
Your Pikmin have appeared.
Hooray!
They are strange creatures, but they will work hard for you.
Speaking of the music, I find it interesting how Nintendo tries to evoke a positive feeling out of any given game outcome with the way they do the music.
I know, right? Throw a Pikmin.
Try to defeat these native creatures.
Die!
Yay for the lift cause, they have a choice in Wii's.
You can also gather them by tapping the call icon in the corner of the screen. When you tap the call icon, you don't just gather your Pikmin. You will also follow your support name. Learn to use this command to maximize your battle potency. This concludes the control segment of my tutorial. I hope it was exciting.
Bulborb Forest. Okay. I just killed a giant question mark. And got a nectar, which, like, levels me up, so I can get more Pikmins, I think. Whoa! What the hell is that? It's an evil robot! It's dropping bad guys!
It's the faux chiptune drum kit.
Well, that's the sound of the Pikmins landing on things and attacking them.
Oh, funny.
Pretty crazy is if you listen, was that?
Shimaz is asking, is there a Kirby stage in this game?
I don't know. What I was thinking is, I just turned down the controller's sounds. Now I turn them back on. It's like extra percussion coming from the controller.
Oh, funny.
Oh, God.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love, like, the multi-tracking they do with this thing. I see great potential for good horror games with this. Since it's got, like, a screen and independent sound on the controller. Like, it's like, if, like, you get, you can, if, like, I imagine, like, getting, like, crazy messages and stuff from, like, something. Like dark forces in some game.
Yeah.
Like coming to your controller, like talking to you directly, like the player, to screw with your mind. That's totally what I would do if I was a game developer. Sleeping Monsters. More nectars. I'm level 7 now. I got like some more Pikmin at this way. Something just lowered.
Oh, that's cool. So I was saying you could have a game like Metal Gear Solid or a spy game, and the controller is your comms device.
Yeah. That evil robot again. It's dropping some other monster down here.
Yeah.
So tough. And they go in their Pikmin rocket ship. You escaped! Hooray! Let's try something else. What do we got here? Octopus Dance Undersea Party Grooves. Should I try this?
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay, move left arm, move right arm.
In this attraction, you have to copy dance moves in time with the music.
Oh my.
Here's how you copy moves. Watch the instructor for the first 1, 2, 3 count.
So Mal says, oh no, octopus dance, that might be part of my dinner.
Now, practice using the left and right sticks while looking at the game pad. Try moving them up and down, left and right, and all around. Okay, let's start the music.
Pretty strange.
Andrew has impeccable timing.
Apparently I don't. This is kind of boring. Let's try another game.
That certainly wasn't quantized.
There we go. Oh my gosh. What else? Whoa. I recognize that tune. Does it play more cool things if I walk away and come back? Assault mission.
Metroid.
Fight in the air. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to move around for this.
Check the controls.
So basically you use the both analog sticks to move around, and you kind of aim yourself by just pointing the controller at anything like it's a freaking crosshair. It's pretty cool. For the main event.
Thank you.
pretty cool. What's this? Donkey Kong's Crash Course.
Ha! Yay!
The heck did I just turn into?
Check the controls.
Tilt carefully to travel through the course.
Course. In this attraction, you move by tilting the gamepad left and right. Your goal is to make your way safely to the end of the obstacle course. If you hit anything at high speed, land on your head, or otherwise tragically explode, you lose a life. Let's start off with the practice run. Now, hold the gamepad securely with both hands.
I just got murdered. This is tough. Ugh. I keep getting killed. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Ugh. I'm not a fan of this. Let's try something else. Mario Chase. Oh, but it's multiplayer.
Oh, man.
Alright, so that's like all of the single player modes that use the Wii U gamepad. There were some single player modes of some of these attractions that you could use the regular like Wii controller, but there's kind of just like no room for me to use that here at my desk, unfortunately, so that wouldn't be that useful. But I do have other games, so
oh, fun.
Let's see what we got. We have got Tank Tank Tank, Zombie U, and Super Mario Brothers U. All right. Thank you. I guess.
Tank! Oh my. He's a little bit excitable, isn't he?
Yeah. Support tank requested. Select a mission. Select your tank.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Versus Arachnos. Looks like big robot spiders.
The city is being attacked by giant mechanical spiders. Mobilize immediately. Exterminate them.
Yikes. They're taking over. They're climbing up a big skyscraper.
Keep firing. Bullseye! Down everything in your path.
Die! There's giant spiders and I just blast them.
Bring it! Assault machine gun ready!
Bro, we lost the building.
Boom boom!
Yeah.
Assault machine gun ready! Bring down everything in your path. Direct hit. Direct cross lanes are ready. Woohoo! Keep it coming. Direct hit.
60 seconds left.
Full cross lanes are ready. Woohoo! Assault machine gun ready.
Evil spider robot monsters. So they're telling me things. Nothing that important.
Select a mission.
Three-headed dragon.
Select your tank.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Direct hit. That's it. assault machine gun ready. Break it! You're in trouble. You have to get yourself out of there.
How? I don't know what to do. I was devoured.
Move out!
You can't go any further.
Only have a few tanks left. Stay alert!
Assault machine gun ready. Go, go, go! Keep firing. Keep it coming. Assault machine gun ready. You're in trouble. You have to get yourself out of there. You've broken free! Hit. Your normal weapon won't have much effect. That's it! Assault machine gun ready! Go, go, go! You're in trouble. You have to get yourself out of there. You've broken free!
Hooray!
Assault machine gun ready! Go, go, go! Keep it coming! That's it!
The monster is at 50%.
Assault machine gun ready.
Die, die, die.
Yeah.
Be firing. Bring down everything in your path. Direct hit. That's it. Your normal weapon. Assault machine gun ready. Take that.
For me, I guess.
Bring down everything in your path. Cross laser ready. The enemy's growing more aggressive. The teammate is in trouble. Woohoo! Assault machine.
30 seconds left.
Go, go, go! Keep the pressure up and bring him down. Take that! Keep it coming! Go!
Oh no, I think I've been murdered.
Crush.
This is your last chance.
Just a little bit more.
10 seconds.
Cross laser ready. Press the attack. Go, go, go.
5 seconds.
No. With one pixel of life, I got killed. One pixel of life the monster had, and then I died. That's disappointing.
Select a mission.
Should we try another game?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
All right. How about... Let's try the zombie game, I guess. How long will you survive? It's all it says on the screen. That's not giving me confidence.
Yeah, no.
Start a new game. Whoa. That's some sort of cutscene, I guess.
The alchemy of wealth from air will bring a second blight upon mankind. This fog of death will cloak the land. And those men who are not prepared will succumb to its foul clutches. For God shows no mercy on those who heed not his words. Thus will the end come, and the world, made unworthy in his eyes, will be purified by black angels, so that he may begin anew.
Right.
Okay, then. Shamar says, ooh, this sounds fun.
They're at least.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Brains.
What's that? Something blinking. Something. What's that? A camera? There's one like live guy walking around here.
Hey, over here. Come down into the station.
Yes, you.
I've got eyes on you. Follow my voice. In the tube.
Oh, that's good. Oh my God, there's a lot of zombies out here.
Hurry.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Oh my.
Now listen up. Rob and I will kill you.
Crap.
So you're not messing about with these blighters.
So basically I'm running away from a whole lot of zombies.
Keep going.
That was close. Ah! It fell down a vent!
Come on, it's not too far now.
Loot this body. It's empty. Of course it is. See, there's guys over here. Fantastic. Run! Zombie U. Now we get a title screen. Loading.
Myself. I called it the Prepper Pad. It's a smart map with radar and a connection back to me.
Oh, so that's so over you. He's talking and into the controller.
Better sort the lights out. There's a generator in the toilet.
We're just trying to experiment.
See the green light on your smart map?
I unplugged it so it's like going to be picked up by the microphone so it'll have a better effect. Let's see. Look at your Wii U gamepad. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Clever.
Yeah. Let me plug it back in. All right.
You see, the last person I tried to help went outside without the pad. And look how that ended. But there is something else you can use. That backpack is a Bob. Bug out bag, see? You need it and what's inside. Now might be a good time to try out your radar. Go on, pick up the cricket bat. Don't be squeamish. Think of it as an unspoken agreement between survivors. Because if you got infected, wouldn't you want someone to do the same for you? Good going. A nasty business, but it's got to be done. Now, check that Bob. As I recall, there's a pistol and ammo you're definitely gonna need. Just the ticket. Conserve your ammo and learn how to reload fast. Good work. You've got to keep this place clean if you want to survive.
Found some more ammo. Okay.
More than 20 hours awake, and your decision making goes to pieces. Don't neglect your sleep. Head back to the main room and take another look at the monitors. They're hooked into CCTV cameras all over London. This one's from a supermarket near you. But the more eyes you have, the better. There's more cameras at that location, so I'll walk you through hacking them. People think CCTV cameras are secure, hardwired to police HQ, but they're wrong. I was a Royal Signals boy in the army. I can teach you a thing or two about secure comms. Time for your first field trip. Those cameras won't fix themselves, and you need to do a little shopping. Give me a sec, I'll get those shutters up for you.
Oh, there's some dead bodies over there. That's probably not good. Oh, a big machine gun.
Ooh, now we're talking.
You've got incoming. Check your radar. Environmental scanner to search the area. Perimeter looks calm for now.
Why can't I pick up? There we go. Okay, I see. Okay. Well, this sure is spooky.
That's the one. safe house is my handiwork. A long time ago, I teamed up with a bunch of no-hopers called the Ravens of D. I helped them fortify places like this, because we knew this was coming.
Okay. Where the heck are we now? There is somebody that hanged themselves over here. Very dark, I must say. There's a ladder.
Isn't that kind of the expected setting there?
I guess so. More hanged people. That's good. Exit. What's happening? It just says B skip on the screen, but nothing's happening.
Hmm.
Oh, whatever.
John D predicted the plague and the Great Fire of London that stopped it. And he saw plague victims in his own lifetime. Even tried to find a cure, the panacea. But it's a myth. You can see as well as anyone. There's no cure for this.
Okay. Well, I think that perhaps we will maybe call it slightly early.
Good place to stop if we're going to continue, because it's spooky and neat.
Oh, yeah. So... That was...
Oh, thank you for sharing your new toy with us.
My yes.
Goodness.
It's pretty cool.
I swear, you're going to cause my financial ruination.
Yeah. So, yeah. Tune in next time when we do more fun things. Or
Alrighty.
Maybe... Oh, yeah, I'd have to plug it back in and rewire it, but... Has anybody here wrestling fans?
Wrestling? No.
Yeah. Because I've been playing WWE 13 on PlayStation.
No. Oh, you should have said game wrestling fan, because there's those of us who don't care a lick for the TV show, but such as myself. But there's also people such as myself who love the games.
Yeah. Because the new one's pretty cool. I've been playing it. I got like...
They have always done a really good job with the games.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to release a version of it for Wii U. That would
they've
be
always,
nice.
They've always paid a lot of time and attention to Nintendo, so I'm sure it's kind of a given.
Have they?
Yeah. There were at least three WWE kind of / WWF kind of games for the 64, if that tells you anything.
Well, I know the original ones, that's where they got started, was on the 64. But no, then they jumped to PlayStation with SmackDown vs. Raw.
Actually, they had a bunch of games for the NES even.
Oh, I know. There've been tons. But yes. So let's switch the input here. That's funny. See, so now all you hear is the sounds that are coming from the controller.
So funny.
That's pretty cool. So, yes, tune in next week when we'll do more fun things, and I'll be signing off
for
now.
I'm off to eat now, so I'll catch you guys later.
Alrighty. See ya.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.